USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following a deadly ISIS attack in Kabul, Afghanistan, Saturday night, President Trump is becoming more and more eager to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. He's talking of a peace plan with the Taliban, which would keep the country from falling back into terrorist hands.
Well, look, we're there for one reason. We don't want that to be a laboratory, okay? It can't be a laboratory for terror, and we've stopped that.
President Trump also telling reporters he's not worried about the U.S. economy going into a recession, saying he doesn't see one for the U.S. in the near future, although he says if there was to be a downturn in the economy, it would be because he's had to take on other countries who've treated the U.S. poorly. The week will be bringing a heat wave to the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Southern states, and this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former South Carolina Congressman and Governor Mark Sanford says he hasn't made a decision yet on whether he'll challenge President Trump for the GOP nomination. He says Trump has not earned re-election and is taking the country in the wrong direction, though Sanford says if he doesn't run, he would still vote for Trump over a Democratic nominee. Representatives from over 180 nations have begun a 12-day meeting in Switzerland to talk about protections for vulnerable species. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The envoys to the World Wildlife Conference on Trade in Endangered Fauna and Flora will take up issues like the ivory trade that endangers elephants and the demand for shark fin soup that is taking a severe toll on shark populations. The envoys gather every 3 years to try to make sure that global trade doesn't put wildlife survival at risk.
Famed sports broadcaster Jack Whitaker has passed away at 95. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
9 people recovering after a tree fell on them Sunday at a Pennsylvania swim club. They were apparently sitting under a tent at the club not far from Philadelphia when lightning struck the tree and it toppled. The injured included young kids and adults. 3 people suffered serious injuries. Gun control supporters turning out for rallies in dozens of U.S. cities across the nation over the weekend. The groups that organized them demanding that lawmakers take steps to reduce gun violence, as they point to the recent mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. Police in Portland, Oregon arrested at least 13 people during a weekend of demonstrations that city had been bracing for some time. There was a lot of tension, though, in downtown Portland as hundreds took part in both far-right and far-left rallies. 5 people were treated for injuries. And a 12-year-old Ohio boy has made a discovery of some pretty sizable proportions in more ways than one. His discovery happened last month during a family reunion in Millersburg. An odd-looking item was sticking out of the mud in Honey Run Creek, and it caught Jackson Heppner's attention. He went to investigate. It was something that measured more than a foot in length. They took it to some university professors who've been looking at it since, and they've now announced that it turns out it was the upper third molar of a woolly mammoth. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.